live. Let's talk to Alex in St Helens. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Jimmy. Hello, Sean. I've got a couple of points. I spoke to Sean. I don't ring every week because I don't want to be sort of up and down, really. But just, I spoke to Sean after the Arsenal game, and I explained to him that my feelings on... I was one of the last callers, and to be fair, he gave me a good crack of the whip, and I just want to explain to him why my feelings haven't changed. I spoke to him again about after Arsenal about Pellegrini and how we will never be at the level this club want us to be when you see a manager who struggles to get his tactics right against a team like Hull City. No disrespect to Hull City, fighting for the lives, who are bereft of confidence. They lost 3-0 at home last week to a normal Premiership mid-table team, Newcastle. We are supposedly going to be champions elect, or maybe the runners-up, or even third this year. We cannot beat Hull City at home. Why? I'll tell you why. Every person in that ground today, Jimmy and Sean, you play Fernando and Fernandinho at home against a team who are bereft of confidence. Incorrect. You play Fernando and Fernandinho at Stoke City on Tuesday night. You play Navas and Milner, our best players last week at Chelsea, and to get Hull on the back foot. But what does he do? He changes it. Navas has his best game and he drops him. What does he think? Yeah, he starts Zeko. And you need crosses, Jimmy. It's so frustrating. He is just clueless. I have never, and it's not about Manchester, it's not about who's right for the club, who's going to take us not. I have never been a fan of Pellegrini. He is the thinker man of our club now. He's a yes man. He's been put in that position to not cause ructions with anyone, with any of the players. You could see the players arguing today, Jimmy. It's not right. And for Sean, no disrespect to you, Sean. I love you, mate. You back the club up when it doesn't need backing up. You need to criticise sometimes and say, do you know, Summer, that just wasn't good enough today. For you to say, well, Aguero's going to be better when Boney's there, because you think, well, I want to be the main man. You're absolutely ludicrous. Rubbish. I'm sorry, Sean, I love what you say, mate. Your comments about Aguero are rubbish. Everyone in that team is bereft of confidence because the manager is not steadying the ship. If you ever thought Mangala needs a serious sitting down, he's not played today. £32 million. That player should be in the top six defenders in the world, and he's not. He's nowhere near the first team. I know he's had a knock. Nasri, poor today. He's been injured, yet he starts him, yet Milner can't get in. I tell you what, if Jimmy Milner walks from the club, I will say, no disrespect to you, Jimmy, thanks for your brilliant work. You can't get in that team ahead of a cart-off like Fernando. He offers nothing, Fernando. Garcia was coming, becoming the man last season, sat right in front of the defence, mops up everything. Fernando, he gives the ball away every single time, out of position. I'll let someone else stand out, Jimmy, because I'm really frustrated. Pellegrini is a stopgap. We're treading water. We need to either make the decision in summer or just write off this season and next season. Barcelona aren't going to be scared of us. No, not at all. You play those two defensive midfielders against Barcelona, against the Stoke on a Tuesday night. Not at home against Hull City. We had nothing. We were so narrow as soon as Milner and Navas come on. Okay, it improves slightly. But you do that from the start. You get a couple of goals, game's over.
Alex, Mourinho, Alex, right? Alex, take a breath, take a breath. I think he covered a lot of ground there, Sean, didn't he, Alex?
Yeah, and I like that. And what I would say is call in, because I do like that. And I like the fact he's wearing his heart on his sleeve.